time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here. How's it going, everybody? It is the last show in September. That's right, September 26th. I'm closing out September, first month of the fall season. Really second month if you look at the high school athletes who started in August, right? Competing in those preseason workouts and just getting ready for the season. But here we are a month later or so, already well into the season. And this is month two of, let's call it, four, maybe five, if you're counting December for a few local football teams getting to Gillette. That's always the goal, right? All right, so let's go around the horn a little bit, see what's going on in the Valley. We have North Andover Athletic Director Steve Nugent as our one guest today after the break, but just a few little tidbits before we get going there. Manchester Invitational was held cross country up in the great Manchester, New Hampshire area, my town. Phillips Academy, Tams, Gavinus dominated. He won the thing 15-24 to beat all the boys. He finished 13 seconds ahead of the runner up. Pretty darn good. Let's see if there's any other highlights from that. Haverhill boys stole the show at the Frank Kelly Invitational in boys cross country. They had four seniors placed in the, by the way, I'm citing the Eagle Tribune, by the way, thanks to those guys on reporting. Four seniors for Hillies in the top 14 of the 3K, Tucker Grant, Brendan Duty, Hannon Whiff, and Jack Labucha. So they all got in there. Joe Nims led Methuen. He placed sixth. Anwar Mamdo placed behind him. North Andover's freshmen had themselves a day, they say, in the Eagle Tribune in the 3K. 11 runners placing in the top 90. Nathan Zwingi led the way, placing sixth. And Owen Desmond, Carter, Eastwick, Haskell placed seventh and 10th, respectively. Not bad for the Frosh. North Andover's Lorenzo Johnson and Andover's Armand DePina. A pair of juniors for Brooks, which fell to Belmont Hill, Tabor, and Lawrence Academy in a meet Saturday. So I guess it looks like North Andover and Andover had some love for Brooks in cross country. So let's look around for the ladies in that invitational for Phil. Let's see, what was that? Was that the Manchester Invitational as well? Yeah, where Central Catholic junior Lila Christie, she led the pack in the junior 3K. Christie placed first overall, 11:54. Rachel Acera placed fourth. 12:08. North Andover's Julia Kroon was third overall among sophomores at 12:36. Behind Kroon was Ashley Salamone, who finished with a time of 12:54. Methuen Jr. Valentina Caridio finished the highest among all her Ranger teammates in the Kelly Invitational. Caridio was 31st in the junior 3K race. Methuen topped Malden in boys soccer. Braden Kim had a goal. Gil Mahara had a pair of goals on Andy Rodriguez. Andy Rodriguez also had a goal as well. Dylan Gavin with six saves in the net to earn the shutout. So, all right, yeah, let's take a break. And those are some great efforts going on individually around the horn in the Merrimack Valley. But let's take a break now. And on the other side, catch up with our North Andover AD, Steve Nugent.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self-Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self-Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self-Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps and burgers, specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom DeCastro back at it with our one and only guest of the day, North Andover's Athletics Director, Steve Nugent. What's going on, Steve? How you doing?
Pretty good, Dom. How you doing, man?
Good. All right. So 2024-2025 athletic season. This is year number what for you as AD?
This is my fourth year, believe it or not.
Fourth. That's going fast.
Yeah.
So what's new and exciting? Let's maybe talk about participation, you know, like from a general standpoint in the fall season. How did you guys do with signups and how is it going?
I think really well. And I think the tip of the iceberg, you know, that with below the surface of the water, we raised our athletic fees, user fees for our play sports. We went up by $100 for the first sport. And first time we've done it in 11 years, we have any increase in whatsoever. And we're not fully funded by by our budget. So kind of had to do that to kind of keep up with the creeping up costs of transportation officials and, you know, uniforms, the whole, you know, rigmarole. So the reason why I share that is because even though we went up by $100 for the first sport, there was zero difference in as far as the number of kids who were signed up or, you know, tried out. And so that, you know, made my day. I was really worried about that, you know, over the summer as we were rolling that out.
Yeah, I would think that'd be something you'd watch very closely. And, you know, when you say first sport, Steve, that means the second sport the kid plays and the third sport, do they get like kind of group deals kind of thing?
Yeah. So like it's 400 for the first, 200 for the second and 100 for the third, where in the past it was 300, 150 and 75.
Gotcha. Yep. Yeah. Well, that's good news. And then, you know, in terms of like programs, it's always nice to see programs having three levels. Like in a perfect world, everyone would have varsity, freshman, JV. How did that work out? Did some programs gain like a freshman team or gain a JV team from year to year?
Yeah, you know what? I think thankfully, you know, again, I've only been in this role for 4 years at the high school, but you know, even the 20 years before that in guidance, I think our teams, or the number of teams that we rolled out for each program, have been pretty consistent. And we've been lucky, you know, not everyone's having the ability to roll out, like say a freshman soccer team on boys and girls. We also have freshman field hockey. So, you know, we've been, and, you know, we've always had freshman football. And so, you know, I think for us, you know, that was something that we're cutting close to the margin on field hockey for sure, but we do have enough to run three teams. And that's been a difference maker. You know, those kids get more reps, more touches, more competition, more opportunities to get better. So it's been a blessing that we've had that.
Yeah, sure is. How about coaches wise? Did you bring back the whole varsity crew from last year or any new faces?
Two new faces at the varsity level. Mm-hmm. So two new varsity coaches. Our swim and dive coaches both stepped down. So our new varsity coach is Christoph Poirier, and our new assistant coach in that program is Danielle Vissering. Danielle is one of our former swimmers and graduated from college and is back in town. And Christoph is a current teacher here, so he's got some street credit, and he's running our co-ed team and doing a great job. And then we have a brand new cheerleading coach, you know, Jen Mendolini. She is our fourth coach in 4 years, so we've kind of every year I've worked, I've had a new coach, but she is fantastic, and she's working with Ashley Carmen, our JV coach, who's been there before. And So those are the only two new faces in the coaching realm.
Yeah. Is that cheerleading gig a two-season gig with the winter coming up?
So we have two teams. We do have fall and winter, but we keep them as separate coaches for now. Ideally, it would be nice to have someone that is, you know, continuously, you know, with the girls. But for now, it's two different coaches.
Okay, cool. Yeah, and some of the early season stuff, we're about 3 or 4 weeks in now. You know, as a team, team-wise, who's getting some big wins out there so far?
I think, you know, leading the way, I mean, both our football team and the co-ed swim and dive teams, those are the two undefeated teams right now. Mm. They're both 2-0. You know, we took a bye for the first week of football. So we're coming up on our third game this coming Friday against Marblehead. But the swim and dive team, you know, they're co-ed. They're defending, you know, co-ed champs in our MVC. So they've got a big week this week. They've got Haverhill and Andover this week. So that'll go a long way to determine where they're going to end up.
Yeah. And any changes in the Merrimack Valley in, you know, terms of dynamics, some schools moving up, down? I know it's different for every sport, so it's hard to keep track.
Yeah. I think, not that I can recall, Dom, I think everyone thinks we're in year two of a 2-year cycle. So, you know, we'll start those conversations in the AD room about, you know, teams that might need a little relief next year or the next 2 years or who want to maybe jump up and, you know, be in a little bit more competitive. One of the biggest areas we'll be discussing would be football. And I don't know where that's going to go, but, you know, right now we've got three groups, and I'm imagining or predicting we might go with two. It's just a matter of where we're going to draw the line.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. What is it like? So that's like what, four teams ish in each tier? Or?
It's funny. There's 11 teams. So it's like a three in the very big, three in the small, and five in the middle. It's just kind of, we're in the middle with, you know, it's a gauntlet. Like there's no days off, even no matter what area that, you know, the 11 teams are all pretty good at football. And so it's going to be an interesting conversation to figure out who's going to go up and who's going to stay down.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the league, you know, split and all that mattered a lot more when that mattered for your playoffs. Like you win your league, you get in kind of thing. But now it certainly still matters because who you have to play matters in the rankings as well. So some might argue like, man, you put us in the wrong tier. Now we're going to get lower points for our division. Yeah. You know, there's those conversations that I'm sure happen in the AD meetings quite often.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, we think we went to three tiers in boys hoops and then soccer for boys and girls, mainly for that reason to allow, you know, so grouping wise, you know, who you had to play was helping. And then in lacrosse, we may have gone to like no crossovers. So, you know, just still had two groups, but you didn't cross over again, you know, trying to give the smaller teams the opportunity to bring in some opponents that they can be competitive with and maybe gain some points and, you know, not be clobbered and vice versa with, you know, it's just this whole state ranking system is really, you know, reinvented the way you build schedules and opponents and your league breaks.
Yeah, that could be a story in itself, like a big competitive landscape of grabbing teams before other teams are grabbed. And, you know, I know Everett, there was a huge impact with Everett football. I mean, 7-1 in Division 1, they didn't make the playoffs last year. They got out. They got out of the Greater Boston League. They're independent now. So there's all those kind of dynamics that are going on. Kind of like slaves to the system, you know. You have to adapt, you have to adjust. I mean, so just winning your conference doesn't matter anymore. It's a nice little pat on the back, maybe, you know, in the resume, you get a trophy or a banner in North Andover's basketball stadium. But hey, let's take a quick peek to ahead, you know, to the winter and spring. Any new coaches coming in that one?
Not, you know, at this moment, no. I hope it stays that way. Yeah. You know, as far as, you know, that's, you know, we're really, you know, I'm looking forward to that's, you know, one thing that, you know, from year to year, you never quite know what's going to happen with your, you know, with your staff. And thankfully, all of our winter coaches, at least from the varsity level, are going to return and, you know, and they can continue what they've been building over the last few years.
Nice. And finally, Steve, again, we have Steve Nugent, the athletic director of North Andover. Any news from afar, like any college or even semi-pro or pro news with North Andover former athletes? I know you're so buried and focused in the current day, but are you getting any messages from beyond that these athletes doing well after North Andover?
Well, I think the one that first comes to mind would be the, so we're coming up on a Hall of Fame So October 19th will be, we haven't done it in 3 years. It was my first year we did it. So we've got a Hall of Fame class going in. We've got 12 athletes, a coach, and a team. And one of the athletes is Kirsten Casper. Now, her uncle was Steve Casper, one of the former Bruins players. And when Kirsten was here, she was a fabulous swimmer and cross-country runner. She went to Georgetown, won a national championship with them for cross-country. But she represented the United States in the Olympics in the triathlon. Hmm. She had a tough day. She had a couple of accidents. But the cool thing was I was talking with her, you know, prior to her going over to France and then shortly thereafter. And it was neat catching up and, you know, kind of hearing, who, you know, what was going on in her life. And unfortunately, she's going to miss the ceremony in October because she's got the world championships for the triathlon.
No.
Pretty cool to, you know, see her on this, you know, worldwide stage doing well, but still very much connected with North Andover and, you know, her coach, Maggie Murray, who no longer works with us, but, you know, has remained close friends.
You just gave me a little task to get on the intern that I have for this show, who was supposed to track down Valley athletes that are competing in the Olympics.
All right.
So that's on his list now. I got to get him to do that.
Awesome.
All right, Steve, back to your work day. Appreciate you catching up with the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Best of luck to North Andover the rest of the fall, and I'm sure we'll catch up before the school year's out.
Thank you, Dom. I appreciate everything you're doing for us and for everyone around us.
All right. Have a good one. We'll talk soon.
Man. Take care.
Bye now.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
That was Steve Nugent, North Andover AD. We're back at it. Speaking of North Andover, senior tailback Ben Iglesias, junior quarterback Billy Vincent, and North Andover beat Beverly in a non-league matchup with that Northeastern Conference team. That was 40-14, a romp. Iglesias had 156 yards and 3 TDs. Vincent had 82 yards on the ground, 132 more in the air. They had a day, right? Absolutely had a day. Looking around the horn for football, we had a tremendous game over in Chelmsford. Andover Chelmsford clashed the other night. Andover was down 21-6, but ended up pulling off the wild one, 38-35. Dom Papa, 328 yards and 4 touchdowns. What a game. He finished off the Lions with a fourth quarter touchdown run, and the Warriors jumped to 2-1. Marcus DeJesus, DeJesus, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, caught 8 passes for 144 yards. What a night. He had a touchdown, and he turned 16 that night. Julius Martinez had 10 catches for 142 yards and 3 TDs for Andover. What an absolutely solid win for the Warriors. Evan Applebaum covering that for the Trib. And Let's see, Chelmsford, Dylan Dulong had a 67-yard rush. He had another one, a one-yard rush. Let's see, Brooks and Hart connected. Brooks, one-yard TD pass from Hart for Chelmsford. And Hart, another one-yard rush for a touchdown. But Andover had the last laugh with that Papa 15-yard rush, 807 into the fourth quarter mark there. So what a battle, those two teams, huh? Playoff-ready teams, it looks like, for show. Central Catholic had a pretty good run against your defending runner-up in the state, St. John's Prep, big-time rivals. 31-24 loss, though, to the Prep. Let's see. Caden Smith scored on a 14-yard touchdown with 29 seconds left to make it really interesting. And it looked like the Raiders were going to get the onside kick, but they cut. St. John's Prep recovered, and it was a 31-24 win. But Central coach John Sexton telling the Trib, we're going to be okay in the long run. It hurts to lose to an arch rival by one touchdown, but we saw things that we can build off of. Caden is getting more comfortable. We played hard, and this team is going to be all right. Yeah, I mean, they've had the last two games against Springfield Central and the Prep. Obviously, they stack up their non-leaguers, and it's going to do them better in the long run, right? They fell to Springfield Central last week, 42-20. So a couple of losses back-to-back, but, you know, they'll be better off for it for sure. So, all right. Well, that's going to cover us for the most part. We're going to stop things and continue to next week. That's what we do. Basically, to be continued every week. And we come back next week. So Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dominic Astro here. Kelly Media runs the show. We're on MSONewsSports.com every Thursday morning. We're out the door. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great week, everybody.